through 17, the Apostle Paul sketches a picture of the spiritual resources that are ours for this conflict. We believe that Paul's imagery here reflects the concept of God as the well-armored divine warrior king of his people, as discussed in chapter 2. It also seems that while Paul was sitting in prison in Rome, the Holy Spirit moved him to consider the armor of the Roman soldiers around him, and he drew from that situation spiritual lessons for how we can engage in the battle that we must face as Christians. Prepare for battle. The apostle begins verse 14 by commanding us to stand for the fourth time in this section. So struck is Paul with the seriousness of the subject and our doing well that he implores us again to stand and not surrender. Paul does not want us to lose any spiritual ground in our lives. Satan loves nothing more than to see God's people regress. He loves to see believers stunted and stumbling on their way to heaven. The apostle would not have this. He would have us to progress in the things of God from strength to strength. Therefore, he calls us to be perpetually alert, always prepared to ward off the advances of our spiritual opponent with unyielding defense. As Stanley Gale says, "Spiritual armor is the uniform of the day. We want to live in a state of alertness and readiness, recognizing that sin crouches at our door and its desire is for us. Our enemy, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion seeking to devour, opposing us in Christian life and service. So we live, on the one hand, at peace because Christ has overcome the world," John 16:33. "Yet on the other, we live on the edge and on guard, cognizant of our spiritual enemy, yet confident in the victory of our Savior." Paul adds that we are to stand, having girded our waist with truth. The image here is of a belt, and the apostle tells us that we are to have it girded or fastened upon us, which means to wrap it around as preparation for activity. The idea literally means to bind it to ourselves. Several writers note that Paul derives this picture from the soldiers' custom of shortening the long flowing tunics they wore as their primary clothing and outer garment. Ordinarily, the tunic draped loosely over the soldier's body. However, when the soldier was preparing for battle, he would tuck the ends of his robe into his belt. He did this for freedom of movement so that his lengthy robe would not hinder his progress when he met the enemy. With the belt tied tightly around his waist and his garment tucked in, granting him free motion of his legs, the warrior was ready for combat. The belt was also where his sword was sheathed, which gave the warrior central support for his entire body. Clearly, the apostle uses this imagery to call Christians to stand ready for the fight. His words signify a transition from a relaxed to an action mode. In other words, the apostle is calling us to spiritual arms. War is upon us. The alarm has sounded. The battle lines have been drawn. Therefore, we must responsibly gird ourselves for holy, active combat. Paul hands us our first piece of equipment, and we must put it on to be ready. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. The truth is our first line of spiritual defense against the devil. Truth is an indispensable piece of armor. It functions spiritually as the believer's belt. We can imagine Paul the prisoner glancing over at his guard as he wrote this letter. Undoubtedly, he noticed the thick leather belt around the soldier's waist, the central piece of equipment he wore. So the apostle begins his list of spiritual armor by writing metaphorically about the belt that we are to wear. As the soldier's belt was placed at the center of his body, so truth must be central in our lives, encompassing all that we do if we are to be prepared for the fight with Satan, our crafty foe. By truth, we